on a bounce back Wednesday. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. Marlins Rewind, Steven Strom. Marlins fight back and beat the San Francisco Giants. They were down 2-0 early. They win 6-3. As always, for the recap, here's your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff.
Well, the fish are back in the win column. They collect their fourth victory of the season with a 6-3 beatdown of the San Francisco Giants on this beautiful Tuesday night at Lone Depot Park tonight. This is the 10th inning show brought to you by Warner, Hoffman, Greg, and Garcia, your trusted workers' compensation and personal injury lawyers. With me now in the 10th inning show is Gabby Sanchez. And Gabby, Ryan Weathers really good tonight. 6 innings, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 10 strikeouts. That was a new career high. And if that darn left hand of his didn't cramp up when he went back out for the 7th inning, probably would have established another new career high. It's all he needed was 1 out. If he worked 6 1/3, it would have been a new career high. But it starts and it stops on the mound. The Marlins got some good work out of the bullpen tonight, and Weathers was fantastic.
I mean, you're exactly right. It starts on the mound, and that's two straight outings by the starting pitching that have been outstanding. Yesterday, Cabrera, today with Weathers, he was on. I mean, plain and simple, there was nothing else that you can ask for. The only thing that you would look for the next time is for him to drink a little bit more cups of water,
yeah,
or maybe some Gatorade.
He was rolling. He forgot to drink.
He forgot to drink his water. They make little salt packets so you don't get cramped, because I tell you what, the way he was throwing this baseball, I don't think Skip wanted to take him out, and that's one of the things that I really noticed. Last year, Skip probably wouldn't have even thought about putting him out there for another inning because he was already at 90. This time he's saying, no, I have to trust my starting pitching. Why? Because early on in this season, and we're still early on in the season, but I'm talking about the first 5 or 6 games, the overuse of the bullpen definitely does hurt. So now when you're able to get the length out of that starting pitching, you want to use as much of that as you possibly can, kind of give your bullpen a little bit of a break. He was able to do it. He still went 6 innings. So he did exactly what he was supposed to do. I thought he was exceptional on the mound. First pitch strikes were where he needed it to be. He was attacking the zone. He only had one free pass the whole entire time that he was out there. But he just looked dominant to me. And that's what I like to see. I want to see a guy every single game that he goes out there get better,
right,
and better. That's what I've been seeing out of him. Every outing has been better. He's moving in the right direction. Marlins have a really good one, in my opinion, with Weathers.
And I think you feel like they've got some other really good ones, too, with some of the younger guys, yeah, that are really getting their feet wet, too, whether it's Max Meyer, Edward Cabrera, obviously Yuri and Sandy coming back, Lizardo, et cetera, et cetera. Even Trevor Rogers.
Yeah.
Offensively tonight, Luis Arraez had a couple of hits. Josh Bell had a couple of hits. I want to ask you something about what Steven chatted about, or that Josh Bell mentioned to Steven moments ago. I even felt like they left a little meat on the bone. They were 4-for-14 with runners in scoring position. They could have had more than the 6, but they double up the Giants, beat them 6-3. What did you make of the offense this evening?
Again, just like the starting pitching, it is getting better. I like the aggressiveness on the base path. We had a couple of steals. I believe Sanchez had one. Who else had one here? De La Cruz had,
yes,
one.
Rivera
had
stole
one.
Base.
You know, like that, when you start to talk, and Skip has talked about identity for a while now, from the beginning of the season, we haven't really found our identity. We don't,
right,
really know.
Right.
This, to me, is their identity.
That's 12 stolen bases now in 18 games.
So
they're running a little bit.
So they're running more, and they understand it.
Yeah.
We need to run to get guys into scoring position because we're not really that powerful of a team. We have guys who can hit home runs.
Right.
But we're not saying we don't. Bell can hit homers. Jazz can hit homers. You know, Berger being out definitely hurts that aspect of the power game that you have. But really, up and down the lineup, it's not like you have guys who are going to hit you 30-plus home runs. So you have to be able to get guys into motion and get guys stealing to get into scoring position. And this team has shown that they can do it. I think John Jay has done a wonderful job with this, you know, running scheme of, hey, we have to put pressure on that defense and steal. They've been doing it. Listen, yesterday's game, they should have won. And all of a sudden, we would have been talking about, okay, now they're going. Now they're starting to move in the right direction. But now you have to still come out tomorrow. They're trying to get their first series victory, and they can
trying
do
to win
it
back-to-back games for the first time this season games. As well.
So, I mean, I like the direction. I like the at-bats a lot more today. I saw a lot more patience against a really good pitcher, by the way, in Jordan Hicks, who was throwing some nasty balls, but they didn't chase. So, for me, that is showing that they're starting to relax a little bit more. They understand, hey, this is not going to continue forever. We're not going to continue to blow games late, even though we already have six this year. It's not going to happen. We're going to start turning it around, and you're starting to see it little by little.
First pitch at 12:10 tomorrow afternoon. My last one for you, Gabby, on the way out the door here, and again, a really nice 6-3 Marlins victory here tonight. Josh Bell mentioned to Steven, look, well, I've told these guys that we're a good team, and now we've got to really fight, because goal number one is you've got to crawl out of a hole in which you're 4-14. And that's not going to be easy.
Right.
And obviously, winning cures a lot of different things. But how do you feel as a player when you still have that positive energy that we're not bad? Now we've got to work. It might take them 2 months to get back to 500. It's not going to happen in 10 days. I promise you that. But what is the mood as a former player when this is kind of you're going through this?
Luckily, it's early. Right? So the mood is, guys, there's a lot of baseball still left to play. And we know that we're going to have runs. We're going to have runs of five games that we win in a row. Then we lose. But we have to start doing fundamentals correctly.
Right.
Right? And I think that is where the team will look. What can we do fundamentally to get better and to get better? And what we've seen is early on in the season, especially with the pressure being on, expanding the zone. Now we're starting to see them bring that zone back into the strike zone, and now they're making better contact. They're starting to have a lot better of at-bats. I think confidence-wise on the mound, you start to see it, right? Weathers was a perfect situation today. Him going out there and doing what he did, boost that offense, boost the defense. Guys really react to it. And like Bell said, when you have a pitcher on the mound who is throwing up zeros, we feel like we need to go out there and give him some run support because, boy, he is throwing a heck of a game and you don't want to waste that outing. And as a team, you start to see that, but it starts to build confidence too because you start to realize, wait a minute, this pitching staff is really good. Right. They've got some good arms.
Right. Right-hander Keaton Wynn goes for the Giants tomorrow. He's 0-3 this season with a 5.06 ERA. Rodgers versus Wynn. Rodgers is 0-2 with a 4.80 ERA. First pitch at 12:10. Sleep fast. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, that's Gabby Sanchez. I'm Kyle Seeloff. Highlights from this ball game tonight. We were scoreless after one full inning of play, but not for much longer. With nobody on and two out, top of the second inning, Matt Chapman unloaded on Ryan Weathers. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Chapman swings, hits it high and deep, left center field. Going back, looking up Chisholm, and this is gone. Matt Chapman with a homer. It's his fourth of the season, and it's 1-0 San Francisco here in the second inning. It would stay 1-0 going to the top of the third when the Giants would tack on another courtesy of Wilmer Flores with two outs. 1-1 pitch is smashed on a line towards the gap left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. And Slater's going to score all the way from first. Wilmer Flores, a two-out RBI double. It is 2-0 San Francisco. The Giants with a two-out rally here in the third. It would stay that way until the bottom of the fourth. Jordan Hicks was the starting pitcher for the Giants tonight. Former Cardinals closer faced a minimum through three, but he struggled when he faced eight men in the fourth inning. The Marlins would get two in the fourth. It would begin with a double from Luis Arraez, and after a strikeout looking by Jazz, Brian De La Cruz brought home the Marlins' first run of the evening. 1-0 pitch that De La Cruz is hit on a line towards the gap. Left center field, this is going to get down for a base hit. That'll chase Arraez home from second. It's an RBI double for Brian De La Cruz. That's his third RBI in this series. The Marlins are on the scoreboard. Now it's 2-1 San Francisco here in the fourth.
Kyle, doesn't it seem like...
And then after a walk to Josh Bell, Jesus Sanchez would play run number two. De La Cruz at third, Bell's at first. The 1-2 pitch is grounded softly towards shortstop. Ahmed to Fitzgerald. Throw to first, not in time. We are tied at two. As Sanchez legs out the fielder's choice. Now, Bell has not vacated the bag at second. Did they call him safe at second? And they did indeed. The second baseman, Tyler Fitzgerald, when he received the short toss and the feed from Ahmed, He just flat out thought that we were in the old neighborhood era days. That was 10 years ago, where as long as you were in the vicinity of the second base bag, they'd call the runner out. Not so fast, young man. Not anymore. Bell was safe at second. Sanchez safe at first. Tim Anderson struck out swinging. Nick Gordon walked. Emmanuel Rivera came to the plate with the bases loaded. He almost hit a grand slam to right field, to the opposite field. He came up about 15 feet short. But the Marlins tied it at two in the bottom of the fourth inning. Both sides went quietly in the fifth. Jordan Hicks worked five innings in this ball game tonight. And then the Marlins got busy in the bottom of the sixth inning. There was a leadoff double from Josh Bell, a single from Jesus Sanchez, and that brought Tim Anderson to the plate. The first pitch from the right-hander, Walker, is dribbled on the ground left side. It's going to score a run. Throw to second in time. Throw to first is not in time. It's a fielder's choice RBI for Tim Anderson. The Miami Marlins have their first lead of the night, and they have a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So with Ryan Walker still on the mound, he got Nick Gordon to fly out to center field. Emmanuel Rivera walked, so too did Nick Fortes. The bases were loaded for Luis Arraez. Comes the 0-1 from Rogers. There's a swing and a line drive in the air. Left field might fall. It will, and a base hit. Anderson will score. Behind him, Rivera, a throw to the plate, is caught off. Not in time. 5-2 Miami.
Oh, baby. I mean, this is why you want.
And they had made a pitching change there. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Arraez got that two-run base knock off the lefty, Taylor Rogers. So the Marlins got three in the sixth. The Giants, however, would get one back in the seventh. They would do so off of Birch Smith, and it was Lamont Wade Jr., the pinch hitter, who would bring home the third run of the night for the Giants. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, and the answer is no. That is banged through the left side and a base hit. Stopping at third base is Ahmed. Scoring from third is Conforto. Now it's 5-3, and the go-ahead run will come to the plate. The tying man is at first with one out in the inning. That RBI single was with two outs, or with one out, I beg your pardon. That was the end of the line for Birch Smith. Calvin Fauché came on. He was facing Wilmer Flores. He got him to bounce into an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Marlins would get that run right back with a couple of men on base and Nick Gordon at the plate. He was facing Nick Avila of the Giants. Night has fallen here in Miami. Count is nothing and one on Nick Gordon. And the pitch is swung on and grounded through the right side. The base hit. Fitzgerald dove for it. He couldn't get it. Here comes Sanchez. He'll cross easily. It's 6-3 Miami. They get the run right back.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that's exactly what the Marlins needed tonight. Calvin Fauché tossed a relatively uneventful eighth inning. It began with a leadoff single, but then a couple of strikeouts. And Patrick Bailey, the pinch hitter there, flew out to left field in the eighth inning. Both sides would go quietly in the eighth. Tanner Scott took over in the ninth inning. First batter, Michael Conforto, on the first pitch, flew out to center field. Scott then walked Ahmed and Fitzgerald. Then after he punched out Tyro Estrada on a high heater, the last hope for the Giants tonight, down three with two aboard and two out in the ninth inning, was Wilmer Flores. Here comes the 0-1. And that is swung on and lifted in the air. Foul territory. Arraez, does he have room? Yes, the ball game is over. Arraez puts the squeeze on out number three here in the ninth inning. The Marlins have won their second game at home. Tanner Scott has saved his second game of the season, and the Marlins beat the Giants to even this series up at one apiece tonight by a final score of 6-3. And that Arraez grab was our catch of the game tonight, brought to you by Check. Thanks to Check, Loan Depot Park offers fans the ability to order food and beverages directly from your mobile device at select concessions locations. You can download the Check app to skip the wait and never miss a moment. For the Giants tonight, in their losing effort, 3 runs, 9 hits, an error, 8 men left on base. For the Marlins, 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 8 men left on base. Ryan Weathers, the winning pitcher, he's 2-1. He went 6 innings, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 10 strikeouts. That was a new career high tonight. Ryan Walker, the loser, he's 1-2. Scott now 2-for-3 in save opportunities. Saved his second game of the season here tonight. Total time of game, 2 hours and 41 minutes. 8,076 in attendance. 79 degrees, breezy and beautiful on this Tuesday night in the Magic City. The Marlins pitching staff tonight punched out 13. They continue to pile up the strikeouts, and that has obviously begun with Edward Cabrera last night, who punched out 10, and Ryan Weathers, who did the same here this evening. And those 13 strikeouts for the Miami Marlins means that $325 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
All right, Kyle, thank you. Let's head down and listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say, get his reaction after the 6-3 win over the Giants and the fourth win of 2024.
Skip's 10 strikeouts for Weathers tonight, a career high. What made him so dominant?
Well, it's no secret when you have plus stuff and you throw it in the zone, what happens? You know, it's a really good team, some really good right-handers that can hit left-handers really well, especially at the top. And, you know, he navigated that lineup as good as anybody. You know, Nick Fortes is hitting 100. He's not happy about it. I get it. But he is doing a really good job with these starters and behind the plate and helping these guys. And it's wearing on him that when we're having tough losses at the end. But, you know, I know everybody talks about offense, and I get it. But, you know, he's doing a really nice job with Ryan and a lot of the other starters. So I just have to say that before we move on.
For Ryan, was it a cramp?
Yeah, he had a... I'd say it, but he was like throwing up gang signs when he was out there. So he had cramping in his hand and then in his legs. It was like a body like cramping. So yeah, there was no way we could push him through. He did enough. I mean, I was honestly just going to get Conforto anyways and then go to the bullpen. So he did plenty for us to win.
Back-to-back nights of your starters striking out 10. I know that's not something that's going to happen regularly, but does it kind of give you a glimpse of just what they're all capable of?
Yeah, I think that's the frustrating part early on is our guys have really good stuff. And, you know, I've said it before, we hurt ourselves when we walk guys. We have plus stuff in the rotation. We have plus stuff in the bullpen. The only time we get in trouble is when we put guys on base. Via the walk. So as long as they do that, you know, we'll be in every game. Our offense is starting to roll. You know, we should be okay. Once we figure out, you know, the roles of the bullpen, and that's on me, I have to figure that out, and then we'll be okay.
A couple weeks ago, we're talking about Rice. Is he going to get a hit? You know, obviously just what he's been able to do back to himself in the last couple.
Yeah, we had some big two-out hits tonight. Gordon, big two-out hit. I thought Josh Bell had some really nice at-bats. It's good to see him hitting the ball hard. But, yeah, Louis, you know, he's it doesn't matter what type of pitcher he's throwing, sidearm lefty, really good sweeper, good righty, velo at the top, it doesn't matter. He is going to put the barrel on the ball. And it doesn't matter, like, what guy's on the mound. We just want him in that leverage situation. It feels like he always comes through. Huge hit down the line. So, again, it might be the hair. I'm not really sure. But if he puts it back in braids tomorrow, I'll be mad at him.
When you talk about the bullpen roles, Fauché being able to give you multiple today and be able to bridge it to Tanner, just look
yeah.
at what he's been able to give.
Again, I'm trying to figure out the roles right now. You know, it's you know, we're putting guys in different spots to see who can I've said a couple times, I know last year, like some guys run to the stage, some guys run from it. We're figuring out who's trying to run to the stage right now. Fauché, huge double play ball, I think to end the seventh, back out in the eighth, leadoff single, and then gets, you know, three straight. I mean, it's really good. He's got a power curveball that can get lefties and righties out, so I'm not really worried about the splits too much. He has 97 at the top of the zone. His cutter sweeper was really nice today. So, you know, really good showing for him.
Just what you were able to, I guess, get against Hicks, I guess, the first few innings, he was kind of cruising and then just sort of making him work a bit later on.
Yeah, we had some big walks. I mean, if Rivera had a huge walk, Fortes had a huge walk. I mean, we don't get in that situation without those, like, really good borderline, taking those tough pitches, walks. Hicks is tough. I mean, he's got 100 in the take whenever he wants it. With movement, and then he's got a plus slider, and he added the split that neutralized the lefties. It's tough to get him in the air. De La Cruz, another big hit. So I just, it's a really good job of the guys, just, you know, kind of wearing him down to try to get to the bullpen early. And then you never know when you get to bullpens. And you know, we did a nice job against them tonight.
Sorry, talking with Les Diaz in between innings, just getting any clarification on yesterday.
Yeah. Listen, I've had a relationship with Laz for almost 20 years, honestly. He's a really good guy. Him and Tripp, the whole crew's good. That was not a personal attack, right? That was a frustration with other things happening, right? So I think, you know, talking with MLB, there is going to be some sort of addendum of a rule kind of change with what's going on, what happened yesterday. Talking with them, it sounds like they're talking through that at least. So we'll figure that out in the next couple of days. But again, we've been called for a ball before with someone taking three more seconds out there. So just trying to figure out exactly that rule. And, you know, if we got called on it, you know, we wanted to get clarification on why they get called on it. So it was just a professional conversation. And we're all trying to just get it right. He's trying to get it right. There's some frustration built up when that happened. So he just got, you know, the worst of it, unfortunately.
Ryan Weathers got his second win of the season, goes six innings, gives up five hits, two runs, 10 punch outs. That's a career high. Weathers was outstanding. Let's hear what he had to say after his outing.
Ryan, last time out, one strikeout, still a really good game. But then tonight, career high 10. What was the difference?
I think it was just getting in the zone early. I had a lot of 1-2, 0-2 counts. I think it was just getting in the zone early and then creating some options. Changeup was working. Really, everything was working tonight. So just got to stay in the zone.
And what was it? So it was a cramp there?
I threw a pitch and both of my fingers stayed down. It felt like a cramp. And then I threw another one and the fingers went down again. I was like, now is not the time to be cramping. But no, I'm just thankful it was just a cramp.
Has that ever happened to you before?
Yeah, since I've been young, my lead arm was cramping for like three innings. And it was just one of those games. I was hot and I don't know. It was weird.
You're saying that all your stuff was working. When's the last time you felt that good about all your stuff in one game?
In the big leagues, probably never. You know, just feeling that, just that rhythm of the delivery. I think that's the best command I've ever probably had in a big league atmosphere. So just to be able to do that, it was very positive.
For you, four starts in, just how would you evaluate yourself during this first 2.5-3 weeks?
I've definitely, you know, shown myself when I'm ahead in the count early. It creates a lot of options for me, especially throwing five pitches now. Just got to stay ahead.
They often say, you know, hitting's contagious, but just between you, Cabby yesterday, and then even Max over the weekend, just the ability, maybe the rotation kind of right itself a little.
For sure. Anytime, you know, you have a couple teammates throw the ball well, you know, you just want to add on to it and just continue to throw the ball well, get deep into the game so the bullpen, you know, doesn't have to cover many innings. So just being able to do that just as a starting staff is huge.
Did you have to change your schedule at all, like pitching with you, just with how everything's maneuvered with pucks being with the flu?
I was on regular rest. Just regular rest.
Skip mentioned how good Fortes has been for you guys. What can you say about what Nick has been doing?
So Nick's awesome. He just great camaraderie with the whole pitching staff. He's very into every game, and he lives and dies with every pitch that we throw. So just having him behind the plate's huge.
Somebody throwing a different breaking ball, hard slider, like 91, 92. Was that just today, or when did that?
I used to throw in 21 and 2021, and then kind of went away from it and went to the sweeper. Uh-huh. Just started throwing in the bullpen this week, and I was like, oh, we're going to find a spot to throw it tonight. And got a swing and miss on Conforto, and I was like, wow, that's actually like – it's kind of like a cutter. And then I just threw another one, and it felt good. So hopefully just add that in the arsenal.
And that's the one that you threw to Flores as well, the one that he got a little bit, correct?
Yeah. It's just one of those pitches. I'm going to learn with it. Just kind of left it a little bit up more than I would like to. But it was also good to learn, like, hey, we're not going to throw it to that bottom part of the zone. So
I got a chance to get up with Josh Bell, who went 2-for-3 in yesterday's victory over the Giants. Here's what Bell had to say after the win. All right, JB, you guys go down early in this game. Where did you feel like the momentum started to shift against Hicks?
I just think we started to string together some quality at-bats. I don't know, when we scored two and then we bounced back and scored three, Weathers was rolling. You know, when you get your starter throwing up zeros like that, even after, you know, a solo shot, he's throwing up zero after zero, you have to get run support for him. We're able to do that, and the bullpen shut it down.
JB, it's obviously been a tough start the last 2 days too, the Atlanta game Sunday, yesterday. What's been the messaging in the clubhouse from someone like you that's been around the game? What's kind of been that message to keep the guys' mindset fresh?
Yeah, just keep going. You know, I told the guys, this is a good team. It's not a bad team that we're playing on. We have our work cut out for us. You know, it's going to be a grind to get back to 500, but the sooner we get there, the better. We got to start a streak here soon, and I believe we can do that.
Weathers with another really nice outing. What impressed you about him tonight again?
He was really using that changeup. I know his fastball pops, so it kept, you know, hitters in between fastball and changeup. They couldn't really decide. A couple chases out of the zone. A lot of first pitch strikes. I love it when he, you know, attacks his zone like that. Keeps us fresh on defense.
JB, great stuff tonight. Thank you, as always, for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steven. Appreciate you.
Luis Arraez went 2-for-5 with two RBIs. He had the big RBI single, sixth inning, that scored two. That really, I thought, broke the game open for Miami. Let's hear what Luis had to say after the win.
No. I need to make it tonight. So, yeah. It's mentally. Everybody know what I can do. I just have a phone right now. So we just need to have a phone and then play the game.
For the hair, is this superstitious that you did without the braids? Or?
No, I need to do my braids tonight. So.
Skip said he was going to be mad if you did the braids.
No. I mean, I don't know. But I'll do my braids tonight.
Just overall, just how are you feeling at the plate? Obviously, we were joking just the first couple games when waiting for you to get the first hit. Now you look like yourself again.
I feel good. Baseball is hard, man. Hit the ball is hard. So I just need to put my mind. I can do the game, so I just try to put the ball in play, and then that's what I do every time.
When you have those situations like tonight, where you know where you get the go-ahead hit, is there any doubt in your mind that you're gonna come through?
I just wanna put them in play. Like Roger, I know Roger. He threw me a lot of sinker, a lot of sweepers. So I just wanna break my hands there, and then I did it.
And just for you guys to be able to back what Ryan was able to do on the mound, just for the offense to come up big for the pitching.
We did do a really good job tonight. He was nasty. I don't know what's wrong with him in the last inning, but he did a really good job. So we are good. We just need to continue to play hard.
As a lineup, just without Berger on the IL, what are you guys going to have to do collectively?
We miss Berger, but we have Manny. We know he can play baseball too, so I hope he come back later, but we love Manny too.
Some push-ups though? You had a couple close calls today.
No. I mean, I'm happy when I get big hits.
Louis, where did you feel like the game changed, the momentum changed? You guys go down 2-0 against Hicks.
I mean, we just needed, like I say, we just needed to keep continue play because it's 27 out, and then we just can do a lot of damage there, and then we got a good hitters. We can score a lot of runs too.
All right, we're right back at it. When I mean right back at it, I mean if you are waking up, Marlins on Deck is coming your way in a couple of hours. It's a 12:10 first pitch, the series finale, which means I've got Marlins on Deck at 11:40. Trevor Rogers looks to capture the first series win for the Marlins in 2024. As always, we hope you can join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.